I'm just buzzing for the season to start now.
Mm. And would you say you're raring to go after, obviously, your Swindon loan? Looking at it, it was the second half, it was really hampered by injury.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I played the first 35 games, you know, was enjoying it and stuff, and then had a hamstring injury, and during the rehab I redone that, and it was obviously a tough few months for me trying to get fit, so I missed the rest of the season. Obviously been trying to get fit in the off season. I'm raring to go now.
Do you see an incident like that where at the time it's bitterly frustrating? It's all part of the learning curve.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, injuries happen to every footballer. I mean, it's how you bounce back from them. I mean, you've got to work hard in the gym and stuff to get right. And I think you're right there.
And prior to that, obviously, it was a very steady progression for you. Obviously, captaining the under-21s at Tottenham, then getting regular first team with Swindon. Do you see this move here as the next step up in your development?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the move to Swindon was obviously my first line move to get league football, and it was a really good experience. So this is the next step up, obviously, playing Championship football, and it's a massive club with great history, so I'm looking forward to it.
I was going to touch on that. And what do you know about Birmingham City from afar?
I know a bit about them. Obviously, I play Premier League. I've had some big players over the years. Won the League Cup, you know, been in Europa League, so, you know, it's a massive club with a great tradition, so I'm looking forward to it.
And did you get a chance to speak to the manager, Lee Clark, yet?
Yeah, I met him earlier on, obviously doing the medical and stuff, and seems really nice, and hopefully we get on well, and it'll be good for the season.
Did he give you an idea of what he expects from you on a personal level?
No, we just literally had a brief chat, to be honest. It was just a meet and greet sort of thing, and then got on with the medical, but all's good.
Of course, football's quite a close-knit circle. Do you know many of the players currently in the Birmingham squad?
I don't. I know Paul Caddis, who was obviously at Swindon at the start of last season, came here. But that's, to be honest, I think that's the only player I know down here. So it'd be good to get to know the lads.
For those Birmingham supporters who don't know you as a player, tell us a bit about your style of play.
I like to get the ball down and play. I like to come out with the ball from defence as well. Yeah, like every opportunity I'm going to try and play if I can, obviously, in this league, so you need to mix it up at times, I know that, but I like to play.
And just looking back at sort of your record as a player, it looks like you had to initially do the hard way by dropping down into non-league and sort of bouncing back. Tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, I was at Brighton as a youngster from 12 to 16. I didn't get a scholarship, and I went to Lewis and played conference football when I was 16, and that 18 months there was really key to my development, to be fair, and I pushed on from there, and then Brighton came back in. I went back on trial with them, and I've gone on since then, so it's been good.
Just finally, what's your hopes and aspirations for this season with Birmingham?
I just hope to obviously do well for the club, do well for the fans, the manager and the rest of the players, and hopefully I can take my career to the next step.